And it's time now for Marcia Hyatt's The Best of Ourselves. And Marcia's going to talk to us about rainbow?
About stillness in action.
So, okay.
And yes, and there's a metaphor in a Native American tribe, I'm sorry, I can't reference which one at this moment in time, but the rainbow path, which is the time of really contemplative time, thinking mm-hmm. about what's right, as compared to the lightning bolt, which is like, you know what to do, and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the combo of those is a really powerful combo, because you've got the discernment and you're thinking about what's right for me, and you don't move until you know. And then when you do know, you move really fast. And you talked before we went on air that that's kind of the way you generally operate.
Indeed. And it's been frustrating at times, because there'll be some big thing I'm supposed to be working on, but I haven't quite figured out how to approach it, or if it's the right thing, or if, you know, I just need to. So I sit there and I'm thinking about it, and it's conscious and subconscious,
yes.
sort of mulling about it. And I get frustrated because I'm not moving.
Yeah.
And I can't make myself move on it. And then once I've got it, it's like zing.
Yep. And so that's exactly a great description of the combination of the rainbow path, where you have to sit and really discern. And in our culture, that is so countercultural. Mm-hmm. You know, just do something. Come on,
yeah.
do something.
But
action.
I can't yet.
Yeah. And reflection doesn't have the level of value that action
right.
does in our culture. And yet, how many times have we moved on something without that thought? And it's not the right thing, or mm-hmm. we're not doing it the right way. And so I want to talk a little bit about the value of the rainbow path. I mean, sometimes it's not, don't just sit there, do something. It's don't just do something, sit there. So that, you know, for me, and I'm so not, I so wish I had the gift of that, can't make myself move, because I have the gift of action. And so in my life, there've been times, like I was disgruntled with my job. I'm working too hard. It was just drying me out as a person. I thought, okay, change. Okay, change. Started a new business. And then all of a sudden, I'm working too hard, and it's drying me out as a person. Okay, change. Let's move to the North Shore. That will do. And then I move up here, and then I'm working too hard, and it's drying me out as a person. Because I hadn't taken the time. The action was a substitute for what a really good rainbow path gives you.
Oh my God.
Doesn't mean you can't, that you totally sit still in the rainbow path. You can do some experiments, do some reading, you know, put your toe in the water, as mm-hmm. it were. But if you don't give yourself that space, like my story, and I don't judge myself harshly, it's just what it was. But in hindsight, that space to really let your heart talk, really let your whole being know, to really reflect on what else is possible. Because a lot of times I just couldn't even imagine doing a life differently than wearing myself out and drying myself up.
Mm-hmm.
So until I could start, you know, growing into that imagination. So there's a time for, you know, and a lot of times we make those changes, and it's similar to like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I mean, something really needs to change, but we're doing the surface stuff, you know? And the surface stuff takes a lot of energy, and it's a good distraction, but it doesn't necessarily help us know what is ours to do. There's a quote I've used before I just love, by Viktor Frankl, who was a Holocaust survivor and a very inspiring man. And he wrote, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom." So how often do we get reactive, as opposed to using that space between anything, the big questions, the small questions, to use that space to be more conscious and intentional about how we respond? And on the other side of this, though, I need to say that some of us can get stuck in the rainbow path, meaning, well, I'm, you know, we can use that as, well, I don't know yet, so I'm just going to stay here, which
yeah.
can be passivity. It can be fear speaking in a quiet voice, like, don't move. Don't move.
Yeah.
And it's fear. I mean, I have a couple of those too around writing, where I've got things to put out, but I'm saying, well, I'm not, you know, I'm not hearing it. Well, it's not that. It's I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or I'm just inertia. Inertia has taken hold, and it's a lot harder to get started. So that combination is so powerful, is how to find our way to be on the rainbow path, which is a meandering. I mean, in some cases, for some of us, it's doing little experiments, and for some of us, it's sitting perfectly still.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when we've done that well, it's amazing how fast action, focused action on what matters most, can happen.
Indeed. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you.